Om Shanti. 5th December 2018, Wednesday. The blessing from today's Sahakarmak is, may you stabilize your intellect in an elevated stage according to the directions and become a master almighty authority. When some children sit in yoga, instead of becoming soul conscious, they remember service, seva. However, it should not be like that, because if instead of becoming bodiless, in the final moments, you have thoughts of service, you would fail the paper of a second. At that time, you must remember nothing but the Father, and of becoming incorporeal, viceless and egoless, nirakari, nirvikari and nirankari. In the service, you would still come into a physical consciousness. Therefore, when you have to stabilize yourself in a particular stage, practice being stable in that alone, for only then you will be called a master, almighty authority, who has controlling and ruling power. So the blessing is, may you stabilize your intellect in an elevated stage according to directions and become almighty authority. So Baba is saying, when you sit in yoga, remembering service is not yoga. When you sit in yoga, and if you remember service, that is not yoga. Because Raj Yoga means soul consciousness or God consciousness. So Raj Yoga, when somebody is sitting in yoga, to remember service is not yoga. What else is not yoga? Speaking with Baba. Even for that matter, the second is Gyan Chintan. Chintan, churning about knowledge, is it yoga? Like somebody is churning about some topic in yoga. Is it yoga? No. How can it be yoga? Then, what is not yoga?
Complaints.
Okay. Complaints, talks. Rather than discussing that first, discuss what is Raj Yoga? How do you define Raj Yoga? This is more important. What is the definition of Raj Yoga? Raj Yoga has 3-4 definitions. First of all, Raj Yoga is a journey. Raj Yoga means remembrance. Yad ki yatra. That is the definition of Raj Yoga. It is a journey which a soul takes. It is, Raj Yoga is smriti. Yoga means smriti. Yoga means awareness. Yoga means journey. Yoga means soul consciousness. And yoga means God consciousness. This is the first definition of Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga is a journey. Raj Yoga is remembrance, loving remembrance of Father. Raj Yoga is soul consciousness, is God consciousness, is smriti, whatever you call it. That is the first definition of Raj Yoga. The second definition of Raj Yoga is relationship, sambandh. Raj Yoga is a loving relationship with one's Father, with the one eternal Father. So to have all different relationships with Him is Raj Yoga. Yeah. This is in one class, Jagdish Bhaiji has given the definition of Raj Yoga in 3-4 parts. We'll come to that. First, let us finish this. So, Raj Yoga means relationship. The basis of Raj Yoga is relationships. The third is Rajoga is concentration or attention. Concentration or attention. Attention is heightened concentration. So whatever you call it, Rajoga, concentration alone is not yoga. But concentration is a part and parcel of yoga. If you say that somebody has having very good concentration, that doesn't mean that he is a very good yogi. There are people in the world who have got very good concentration power, but that doesn't make them yogi. But yes, a yogi will have concentration. But a concentrated mind need not to be a yogi mind. In today's Sakar Murli, at one place Baba said, this is the work of the brain. This is the work of the brain. Baba has used the same English word, brain. So here the brain work is there. Rajoga is a brain work. The fourth is Lagan Me Magan. Rajoga means lost in love. So these are four definitions of Rajoga. Rajoga is journey, Rajoga is relationship, Rajoga is concentration or attention, and Rajoga is getting lost in love. Now, what is not Rajoga? To think, what are the thoughts which should not come in Rajoga, which should not come in meditation? And one more thing is, Rajoga is a bodiless stage. Since the very first definition is journey, means you consider yourself as soul, forget body and all the relationships of the body, all the religions of the body, consider yourself as a soul and go ahead into the soul world, or try to remember the Supreme Soul who is bodiless. Now what is not yoga? The first is service thoughts is not yoga. Because when you are thinking of service, you are planning something. So there is no question of any soul consciousness there. Bodiless stage. One may be soul conscious, but not that absolute feeling of bodiless. Relationships, to enjoy that relationships may not be there when one is planning of service. For example, there is some program and the person during yoga is thinking of what are the people to be invited, what are the decorations to be done, what are the gifts to be given, how to arrange the program, who will speak first and who will speak later, who will sit on the stage, and this planning. So how is this a yoga? Yeah, so it's good that you sit in front of Baba and do planning. That is also good way of planning. But we are discussing whether it is something of the quality of Rajyoga which would destroy your vikarmas, sinful actions. No. It is one of the means of getting focused. You sit in Baba's room and plan something. So Baba's room is one of the wonderful places to do chintan, churning, where you feel focused because there are no distractions there. If you sit in room, 10 times one sees the mobile and 10 times one looks around, opens the drawers, looks around, peeps through the window, finds some pieces of toli here and there or something or other. Mind gets distracted by 100 things. Anything can distract the mind. So in Baba's room, the distraction is not there. So first is, yoga is not service. Then what? Simply praising Baba is not service. Simply talking with Baba all the time is not yoga. Yoga is a bodiless stage. Yoga is a bodiless stage. Simply talking, simply discussing, asking. These are the little forms of yoga, lighter forms of yoga. But not that bodiless stage where the sinful actions will be absolved. No, that's not. There are many other stages of yoga, like you're listening a song. In one way, it is a lighter form of yoga. You're praising Baba. That is also a lighter form of yoga. You are talking with him, you are discussing with him, you are complaining to him, or you are... 24 different types which we had discussed here. So, all different things. Sometimes it is... you are remembering his upkar. You are remembering all the praptis, all the attainments. Sometimes fighting with Baba, sometimes complaining to Baba, sometimes getting upset with him, sometimes reminding him that you have to do this, you have to do that. So you keep on reminding him. You tell him that yes, you should have told this before this point. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point Baba said, if I would have told this before, should I go back? You want that I should go back if I tell you everything now? I want time. I will keep on telling slowly. I tell you new things. I tell you very, very, very clandestine, guhya, very, very deeper things. So don't think that if I tell you everything, then what I should do? I'll go back. You want me to go back? No, I will stay. I do this, I do that. I do this, I do that. You know, Baba speaks like this in terms of language of I. Lot of I. I do this, I do that. I come to take you, I come to send you to this place, and then I will take you to Mukti, and then I will send you to Golden Age, and then you will come down, and then I will come back. But when God says I, his I is egoless. If the same statements would have been said by some human being, he would be called the most egoistic person. But when Baba says I, his I is without any ego. Even while using I 100 times, he is beyond I. Even while saying I, he is Nirankari. It might appear arrogance if the same thing is said by some other human being. For example, in today's Sakar Murli, at one point, somebody asked Baba, will we get moksha? Baba said, no, in one word, nahi. Somebody asked, are we going to get moksha? Final liberation, fruition, beatitude, whatever you call it. Different language use different word for that word. So are we going to get moksha? Baba says, no. So on the surface, it appears a lot of arrogance. But even while saying all that, he is beyond ego. He is beyond arrogance. So, Rajyoga doesn't mean just to talk with Baba, just to praise him, glorify him, sing his praises. Rajyoga doesn't mean just to complain, just to keep on asking questions, putting your samasya, your problems in front of you, him. Is that Rajyoga? Rajyoga even doesn't mean that. Then what else? Giving Sakash. But then if you are giving Sakash after getting connected with Baba, that should be called yoga. If Baba is here and I am here and I am connected with him.
Our things are not different.
But then we are connected to him in one way. That's a means of service. Okay. Automatically everything spreads. So, Sakash is not something different from bodiless stage. It is only in the bodiless stage one can give Sakash. If one decides to start giving Sakash without becoming soul conscious, God conscious, that Sakash is not Sakash. The very prerequisite for Sakash is soul consciousness and God consciousness. So there is no Sakash then. Sakash without body consciousness. Sakash
we think, no?
Yeah. Sakash we think and Sakash we don't think also. Both things. Sakash, the soul is situated in the soul world. Automatically the rays spread. You don't have to think. That's why in one of the Murlis Baba said, the soul should become like mirror. The soul should become like mirror. So when whatever light that falls on the mirror, automatically it will go to whichever places it is needed. You don't have to think he is unhappy, that is unhappy, he is not doing well, he is not dying, things are not well. This is a glass. The rays are falling on the glass and automatically they will get reflected. And they will reach the places where it is needed. You don't have to think. So soul should become that much pure. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, without purity, there cannot be any dharana. Without purity, forget that you will have any dharana. There is no possibility of having any dharana without purity. Complete purity is needed. And Baba has come for the same purpose, to purify the soul. So, what else is not yoga? Trance is not yoga. Trance, visions, getting, playing in trance, and frolicking and enjoying and dancing and singing, all that is not yoga. That is something else. Reading Murli, remembering Murli in yoga, that is Gyan Chintan, is not yoga. Thinking of Murli. Thinking Murli. Remembering Murli is not yoga. Listening Murli. This, you can include yoga in that. That is another thing. But that process itself is not yoga. You can say that, yes, I am reading Murli and I am also in yoga. That is okay, possible. But when you say that I am in yoga and then I am reading Murli, that is not there. Because reading is different thing. Remembering is different thing. Remembering Murli and Murli points is entirely different things. So that is not yoga. Yoga is different. Baba said, I have come only to relate Murli. I have not come to eat anything here. Don't think I have come to eat and drink and all those things. Taste doesn't belong to me. Taste belongs to this Brahma. Taste doesn't belong to me. So it is he who eats, not me. Then, what else is not yoga? Offering bhoga. Offering bhoga is not yoga. Okay. Then? Listening commentaries while doing yoga is not yoga. People are addicted to commentaries and classes nowadays. If you ask anybody, everybody you will find is listening to somebody. Whom you are listening? That brother. Whom you are listening? That sister. WhatsApp. Whom you are listening? That sister. Arey, but where is Shiv Baba? Shiv Baba is lost. Everybody is busy in listening to somebody or someone. All the time listening to this one or that one. There are people who say we keep on listening three classes a day. Stop listening all classes. Sometimes classes itself is a barrier because it stops you from churning. Listening classes is a good thing, is an absolutely good endeavor, but getting addicted to them, getting addicted to the person, getting addicted to the voice of the person, liking the voice of the person, liking the tone of the person, liking the way, the style of the person. Is this yoga in any way? Not. So, listen classes, take few points from there and churn them deeply. That is what is Gyan Chintan. It's not about, if suppose somebody has said 5 points, you get stuck to those 5 points. If somebody has said point, you convert them into 20 then. That is vistar. That is controlling power. This is what you have to do. It is not about just keep on listening and listening and listening and listening. Lot of listening dulls the intellect. Rather than stimulating, sometimes it has got reverse effect. Just as alcohol stimulates, but later on, it dampens the spirit. So it's not about simply listening. It's more about inculcating, it's more about imbibing the matter, the essence, the spirit. So this is not yoga. Then what else is not yoga? Yeah, to sit in front of somebody. For example, this person is leading the yoga. In this yajna, there is a system that one person sits and leads the yoga. But keep on sitting and looking at the person, point blank, and taking drishti all the time. Is that yoga? There are people who keep on taking drishti is a good thing, but then don't become beggar for drishti. Drishti beggars give drishti. Both can be a yogi, both can be a yoga, provided with what attitude and with what behavior, what internal mindset they are doing it. If they are just doing it for the sake of doing, none of that is yoga. But yes, if somebody is totally soul conscious and is giving a soul conscious vision, that is a yoga. And suppose somebody is sitting and taking the drishti, thinking that this is a soul, then that is a yoga. Yoga in the sense, that is the soul conscious vision, a part of the yoga, not that yoga which Baba is talking about. Yoga means, when we say yoga, which I give four definitions of yoga according to Jagdish Bhai, those four definitions should fit into the yoga. Otherwise, simply exchange and giving and taking of drishti is not yoga. But yes, this is one of the ways that when you do that, when you will sit in yoga later on, you will get connected to Baba very fast. Because you have not become body conscious. Otherwise, those are the means of body consciousness. This is the trap. Because you sit in, you do morning very powerful Amrit Vela, and then you listen to Murli and churn the Murli, and the moment you enter into the work field, you become body conscious there. So during the body consciousness, soul conscious vision is one of the ways and means of becoming karma yogi. So that's a very good idea. But then that alone is not everything. See, Rajyoga is such a thing. It is not one particular thing. It's an integration of multiple things. As I said, four things have to be there. First is, it is a yatra. It is a journey. Second, it is a relationship, sambandh. Third, it is attention or concentration. And fourth, Rajyoga is lagan mein magan. It is lost in love. These are the four things should be there in Rajyoga. But concentration alone is not yoga. Suppose somebody says, I'm trying to concentrate on something. This point of light. Is this yoga? No. If suppose somebody is very much attentive, is he yogi? No. So, it's important to understand what is not yoga. Yes, addiction to pictures, addiction to posters, addiction to classes, addiction to some particular voice, some particular place. If somebody else is sitting in my place, I am miffed. I get disturbed. I want the same place. And that's why there is a poor understanding of yoga, and that's why the disturbance in the dincharya, the disturbance in the routine, because the yoga has not become practical. Any yoga means mind is very, very calm and stable. Calm in crisis is yoga. Yoga doesn't mean that everything is according to me, everybody is obeying me, everybody is behaving nicely. Yoga means to remain calm when everything is going against the grain with me, when everything is unfavorable, uncongenial, unfavorable, when things are topsy-turvy. That is to remain stable, unflappable, unflinching, immovable, unshaking. That is yoga. That is the practical form of yoga. Otherwise, someone is getting irritated during work. Is he yogi? One is getting disturbed. Is he a yogi? One is getting depressed. Is he a yogi? There are mood swings. mood swings, is it a sign of yogi? Lot of mood swings. Sometimes happy, morning happy, afternoon disturbed, evening again happy, night disturbed. Is this a sign of yogi? Yogi means ekras. Yogi means one constant stable stage. Yogi means nothing of this world disturbs me. Nothing. Yogi means oceanic stage. Yogi means ocean. He should be in the stage of an ocean. Just as ocean remains unruffled because of any, no matter what happens. So Baba says, when some children sit in yoga, instead of becoming soul conscious, they remember service. Keep on thinking of seva, planning of service. I have to do this, I have to go him, I have to meet this man, I have to meet that man, and give them this gift and do this decoration and this and all those things. That is not yoga. However, it should not be like that because of it, instead of becoming bodiless, in the final moment you have thoughts of service. You would fail the paper off in a second. If such a thing is happening, you will fail the paper. So, at that time, you must remember nothing but the Father and of becoming incorporeal, voiceless and egoless. Incorporeal, voiceless and egoless. Nirakari, Nirvikari and Nirankari. In service, you would still come into physical consciousness. Therefore, when you have to stabilize yourself in a particular stage, practice becoming stable in that alone. For only then you will be called a master, almighty authority, who has controlling power and ruling power. These are the two important powers. What is the difference between two powers? One is controlling, another is ruling. What you control and what you rule? Control means control. In today's Murli, the last line. What is it? The last line of today's Murli before Acha. Last line. After that. Yaha to bahut parhez. You need dot of control here. Lot of restrictions here. Gross controls. It is not that you keep on eating and eating and eating. Lot of control is needed here. This Baba used to feed others in the past tense, tha, not now. But here you need parhez. Parhez means, what is parhez? Do's and don'ts. What to eat and what not to eat. So yeah, lot of parhez is needed here. Even while speaking, in today's Murli, Baba said, here you have to keep mum. This gyan means chup. Not to speak. That is gyan. Just to sit and keep mum. So, controlling means to control the senses. Control means control the mind. Control means control the outgoing tendencies of the mind. Control means control all the five senses. Sight, smell, sound, taste and touch. 3S and 2T. Okay, so you want to make it Hindi. Swad and Sparsh. So these are all 5S. To control this, Roop, Rang, Sparsh, Shabda, Gandh. This is known as control. A yogi can never become a yogi without controlling this. With these going unbridled, one cannot become yogi. Yogi means to control the senses. Yogi means complete control. So, we are doing the series of detachment, no? So, one topic is remaining. Detachment. About detachment from food. That is remaining. That somebody can take. Arvind bhai. Okay. Detachment from food. Next Sunday. Okay. So control is this. What about rule? I rule over something. Means? Rule over what? Rule over, this is gross senses. Rule over, what do you rule over? rule over gross organs, rule over ruling. I rule over means what? Rule over thoughts, rule over sanskar, rule over emotions. This is something very subtle. This is little gross. Controlling thoughts we say, but more of, when we say control, it is control of senses, control of palate, control of appetite. So, but both Baba use as synonyms. So, ruling and controlling power. So, try to understand what is Rajyoga, what is the basis of Rajyoga, what is the depth of Rajyoga, and what are the things which is not Rajyoga. We made a huge list of things which is not Rajyoga. So, don't think that that all is Rajyoga. But yes, when you are reading Murli, you can be in yoga. When you are listening Murli, you can be in yoga. When you are planning for service, you can be in yoga. When you are listening to a class, that class listening could be a yoga. Singing, that could be a yoga. When you are glorifying Father, that could be yoga, but not the otherwise. You are doing this, this cannot be a yoga again. So it is very much like that. For example, there was a Zen master, and there were two disciples. So the first disciple went to the master and he said, Master, during meditation, can I smoke in between? During meditation, can I smoke in between? Master said, no, never. Just as today Baba said, can we get moksha? Baba said, no, in single line, no, nahi. The other person, the other disciple, he went to the master and he asked, Master, during smoking, can I meditate? He said, yes. During smoking, can I meditate? Yes, you should. It is the same as Rajyoga. During driving, can I meditate? Yes. But somebody says, my driving is a yoga. That is wrong. Yoga. Listening Murli, yes, you can be in yoga. But simply listening Murli is not yoga. So it is both ways. So understand the depth of Rajyoga. What is Rajyoga? What is the depth of Rajyoga? Baba said, I keep on telling you new things. It is not that I will tell you everything at one go, otherwise I will have to go. You want me to go back? You want me to go back? So let me stay, I will finish my task. This is the task of brain. This is the work of brain. Ye yahan to brain ka kaam hai. So this is the work of brain. So, Rajyoga. What is Rajyoga? What is not Rajyoga? What is ruling power? What is controlling power? Try to understand all of these things. Om Shanti.